Dear faithful, today is the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from the Book of Judith, chapter 13. The Lord hath blessed thee by his power, because by thee he hath brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee to the cutting off the head of the prince of our enemies, because he hath so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men, who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever. For that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem. Thou art the joy of Israel. Thou art the honor of our people. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, for he that is mighty hath done great things to me. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, after the dreadful scenes of our Lord's passion and death, our Blessed Mother's heart was overflowing with sorrow. However, once our Lord rose again from the dead, he frequently visited his mother. And these visits consoled Mary very much. Nevertheless, she was soon to be deprived of these visits. For only 40 short days after his resurrection, our Lord ascended into heaven. And thus, for the remainder of Mary's life upon this earth, she was deprived of her greatest consolation, the visible presence of her son. How keenly she must have felt the pain of this separation, the pain of being so far from the presence and sight of her beloved son. How much she must have longed for the day when our Lord would call her from this world to be forever reunited with him in heaven. Nevertheless, she willingly endured this separation. She willingly remained on earth, knowing that it was God's plan for her, that it was for the good of the church and for the apostles, that it was for the good of sinners and for all men. For all men were now her spiritual children. And during the remainder of her life on earth, which according to some authors was about 15 years, Our Lady labored for her children. She encouraged the apostles in their labors. She advised and aided them in their difficulties. She resolved their doubts. And she comforted them in their persecutions. And in all of their difficulties, the apostles looked to her as their loving mother and their queen. Now, about 8 years after our Lord's ascension, Persecution broke out against his church, and Mary was forced to leave Jerusalem. She went to Ephesus with St. John. There she lived in comparative peace, ever longing for the day when she would be reunited with her son. According to tradition, when the end of Mary's life was drawing near, an angel appeared to her and announced to her the day and hour of her death. Mary desired to give up her life in the same city as did her son, and so she returned to Jerusalem. The apostles hastened there as well in order to see their beloved mother one last time. Standing about their mother, their eyes fixed upon her peaceful countenance, the apostles prayed. And as they prayed, the Blessed Virgin spoke a few last words to them, encouraging them and promising them even greater assistance from heaven. And there, surrounded by the apostles, the Mother of God breathed her last. On the following day, a solemn funeral procession was held, which wound its way to the Garden of Olives. There, in a tomb which had been transformed into a fragrant grotto by a profusion of fresh flowers, the Blessed Mother's sacred body was laid to rest. But it was not to remain there for long. Soon after, by the power of Almighty God, her body and soul were reunited once again and taken up together into heaven. And as St. Alphonsus tells us, it was our Lord himself, surrounded by a multitude of angels and saints, who escorted our Blessed Mother into heaven. How glorious, my dear people, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary must have been. Now, in today's Gospel, we hear our Blessed Lady speak these words to her cousin Elizabeth. Behold, she tells Elizabeth, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, for he that is mighty hath done great things to me. And as one author explains, this prophecy was completely fulfilled at Our Lady's Assumption. For then was Our Lady taken up, body and soul, into heaven. Then did she receive her exalted reward. And then was she crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth. What great things, my dear faithful, God truly has done to Mary. For all generations do indeed call her blessed. Every time we say the Hail Mary, we extol our Heavenly Mother. Every time we pray the Rosary, we call her blessed 53 times. And what great things God has done for us by giving us Mary, the Queen of Heaven and Earth, to be our Mother. Who better to help us and console us in this valley of tears than our very own Mother? For she knows the pains of our exile. After our Lord's ascension, she endured 15 long years of lonely separation from him whom she loved most. Then she had to flee her beloved home as she witnessed her son's church, which she so dearly loved, endure violence and persecution. Yet she willingly remained on this earth to comfort and console her children in all of their needs. And my dear faithful, we too are Mary's children. We too, like the apostles, need her motherly help and consolation. For we too have many trials and crosses. We have the difficulties of the duties of our state and life, which at times seem to overwhelm us. We have the occasions of sin which surround us in our world today and constantly threaten our souls. We have the assaults of the devil, those temptations which he sends, which at times seem as if they will never cease. But no matter what trial, what danger, what frustration or crisis we encounter, we must remember that our Heavenly Mother is there to help. We must simply go to her. We must simply run to her and place ourselves in her loving arms. And we do this, my dear friends, by praying her favorite prayer, the Rosary, by praying it every day. We do this by wearing her brown scapular, by running to her in prayer whenever we are faced with any difficulty. Whenever temptation strikes, we say a quick Hail Mary. Or we call upon her holy name. We say, Mary, my mother, help me. And we don't stop there. We persevere in praying to her until the temptation leaves us. My dear friends, if we run to our mother in this way, there in our mother's arms we will be safe. Remember, my dear people, Mary spent the time of her exile comforting and consoling the apostles. What will she not do for us now that she is the queen of heaven and earth? Therefore, strive each day to grow in your love and devotion to Mary, making sure that in every difficulty you run to her. For by doing this, you will live your life always underneath her motherly protection. And when the end of your own life comes, she will escort you to live in paradise with her and her divine Son for all eternity. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.